Sunday morning, Parshas Vayigash, Tovshin Pei Aleph. We are in Daf Ashua. We're going to be starting Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're starting with the words here. Tzeloisa de Tanisa. Tzeloisa de Tanisa, it's almost in the middle of the page. Last word in the line is Ditanisa. Everybody see it? Okay. Here we go. Tzeloisa de Tanisa. Okay, Holy Rabbi. So anybody else joined? We had Reb Perry, Reb Shalom, Dr. David. Who else is on?
Kassov.
Mr. Kassov is on. Good. Baruch Hashem, we're looking for you. Yeah, who else is on?
Steve Rubinoff,
Michael Schwabacher.
Nady Marcus.
Nady Marcus. Oh, my goodness, Nady Marcus. It's... Oh, I just kissed the phone, Nady Marcus.
It's good to be back.
Wonderful to have you back. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Reifei Cholim. Baruch Reifei Cholim. Baruch Reifei Cholim. Just thinking about you yesterday. Okay, beautiful. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Say. Anybody else we're missing?
Mark Steinberg, did you have a toothache?
Mark Steinberg. Did he have a toothache? No. He did not have a toothache.
No,
good. Okay. Let's go. Here we go. Tzeloisa de Tanisa. Okay, we're going to be discussing the halachas of Aneinu today, other interesting halachas as far as Tanisim are concerned. Zakta Elikimar. Tzeloisa de Tanisa. Heichi Amin. The tefillah for a tainis, which is the tefillah that we know referred to as Aneinu, that's what Rashi says. Tzeloisa de Tanisa, Heichi my Karina. Where do we say it? Ad Berei, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda was accompanying his son, Rav Yitzchak, Vidoresh, and he told him. I do not know why the Gemara had to tell us this word, Ad Berei. Why it just couldn't have been Rav Yehuda or Rav Yitzchak Berei. I'm not sure. I know many times in Shas it does discuss the location and we're going to a party, etc. Or chasana. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it says it. It's Zokti Gemara. Ad Berei Rav Yehuda or Rav Yitzchak Berei v'doresh. Yochid shekibel of tainus. When the yochid is mekabel of tainus. Mispalel shel tainus. When he davens the tainus. Okay, mispalel shel tainus. He has to say anenu. Veichon omra. And where does he say anenu? Which again, of course, is the Shiloh. We're talking well into the Tzkufa of Amroyim, and they had a Shiloh where when you say Aneinu. Hard to understand. Okay, but this is already many times in Shas. We've said this many times in Shas, which things hard to understand why they didn't know beforehand. But the Maaseh said they didn't know. So they're asking a Shiloh. When do you do it? Heichanan, Bein Goyel L'Reifei. Do you make a separate bracha between Goyel and Reifei? So Gemara said, you make it into a separate bracha between Goyel and Reifei. Maskelara Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak asks, what do you mean you make a separate bracha? V'chi yochid kaveh a bracha liatzma, because he's making a fast, he has a right to make his own bracha. Elam Rav Yitzchak b'shamei tefillah. We're talking about shamei tefillah. V'chein Rav Sheshes b'shamei tefillah. And Rashi explains, because shamei tefillah is an all-encompassing bracha. And therefore, in shamei tefillah, you can also include aneinu. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. Listen to my tefillah, even about a fasting. In fact, the Gemara Shaila Meisi Ve'Ein Ben Yochel the Tzibur which is Abbas Pala Shemei Esrei
V'Zabas Pala Shaiser. What's that? How can the son disagree with his father so
openly? Well, the Rosh Taki is Gerish Rav Yosef, but he's not disagreeing with him. He's asking a Shaila. I mean, Elam Rav Yitzchak. Elam Rav Yitzchak, yeah. A son is allowed to disagree with his father. No, a son is allowed to disagree with his father. In learning, a son is allowed to disagree with his father. It doesn't happen always. The pashtus is that he will agree with his father, but he's definitely allowed to disagree with his father. El Amar Rav Yitzchak. I cannot hear you. Say it again.
Does this also have to do with the same type of bracha as like an all-encompassing bracha that you can say the same type of bracha if you miss it in this bracha?
It's all part of that. That's correct. Zokte el gemara baita, or maybe some b'shamei tefila, v'chein or sheisha shamei tefila. Meisi ve'efekti gemara shaylo, ein bein yochel the tibor shem espalo shem esrei v'zem espalo shay esrei. This one davens 18. This one davens 19. So what's going on? What does it mean? My yachid, what does it mean, the yachid? My tzibur, what does it mean, tzibur? Ile mi yachid, ma mishv tzibur, shliach tzibur. How can it be? Hani chay esrei, esrin vi'ar bahavu. Okay, I'm going to wait for the next parak up and coming. There are 24 brachas that are said during these taneisim, 24 brachas. We haven't come across that yet, we'll wait for that. But the Gemara is asking, is akasha. It's 24, not 19. Elav hochi gomer, ein ben yachid, the kibbutz of tainis yachid. A yochid can be a kabbal of tainus yochid, a yochid can be a kabbal of tainus tzibur. Meaning we had this earlier in Rashi. A yochid can be a kabbal to fast a day that should have the chomer of a tainus tzibur. A yochid a kabbal of tainus yochid, a yochid a kabbal of tainus tzibur. El jizem is paul shmon esrei, jizem is paul chai esrei. This one davids 18, this one davids 19. You see, a yachid has the ability to make a bracha for himself and lengthen the Shmoneh Esrei from 18 brachas to 19 brachas. Stop for one second. Rashi points out that the word Shmoneh Esrei is really a misnomer because there are really 19 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. There are 19 brachas in 18. And the answer is that the Lamal Shina was added later, so the number Shmoneh Esrei remained because Shmoneh Esrei is what the Anshei Kiras HaGedola made. And 19 is what was added by La Moshina when the matzav got bad, which was added much later. The Shmoneh Esrei is called 18. So Gemara says, Zemes Pal Shmoneh Esrei, Zemes Pal Shai Esrei. Shmai Mino Yochid Kamei Abrocha Liatzmai. Loi, not true. The Oilam Eim Belochor Shliach Tzibur. It's a Shliach Tzibur. Ah, the Kakashi Loch Shliach Tzibur, Esrei V'Yabba Matzli, Shliach Tzibur, Davids 24. He Davids 24. Gemara, Bikamaisa, that's the Gears of the Bach, the Lekach of Dal, or Begimel Taneis Rishoyin is Lekach Esravava. Stop. Right now, how many Taneisim are we talking about? How many possible Taneisim are there for fasting, Rabbi Yisrael? Tell me an answer, please.
Five. 13.
3 plus 3 plus 7. 3 plus 3 is 6. 6 and 7 is 13. So Gemara says, Begimel Taniyas Rishonis or Bekamaisa Deleka Esravarba. We don't start davening 24 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei right away. In fact, the Gemara of Eloi, we don't. For Ein Bein Ketani, it says there's no difference. Ein Bein Gimel Rishonis, the Gimel Amtziyos. There's no difference in the three middle ones and the three first ones, the three middle ones. Israel Mutar Basias Malacha. Ubeelu Asura Basias Malacha. These are Mutar Malacha. These are not Mutar Malacha. Dalid, Zev is Eshavin. When it comes to Chav Dalid, they're all equal. They're all equal. The Chavdal is ever zesh shoving. Zok the Yemara, Tona v'shayah. Tona v'shayah. Tona v'shayah. Now, this is something that appears several times in Shas, maybe even many times in Shas. Tona v'shayah. The Tana learned the list of things and left something out. He left something out. So when he said there is no difference in the first group of three, the second group of three, just malacha, mashma, that you don't say the 24 bracha. The Gemara said, no, you do. 24 is also a difference, but the Tana left it out, even though he made a list. Tana of Ishaya. In fact, the Gemara Shail. My Shire, the High Shire. This is a regular formula in the Gemara, many times in Shas. The Tana left it out. The Tana doesn't leave out one thing only. If he leaves out one thing, it must be a second thing as well. In fact, the Gemara, my Shire, the High Shire. Then the Gemara asks another kasha. V'su, ha'ein bein ketani. When sometimes there's a list in a Mishnah, and the Tana leaves out something, but not when he says ein bein. When he specifies and says there is no difference, no. Then it can't be ein bein ketani. Elatano bisurikamayri. Atano is talking about isurim. Elatano bisurikamayri. Betfilus leimayri. He's giving a list, but the lists are about Isurim. The lists are not about Tfilas. Talk to you more of Ibai Seimo and other Teretz. BMC also Nami Lamasi Chavdala. No, they didn't have in 24 by the second group of three either. Goloi, what do you mean they didn't? Why Tanya wrote in the Bryce, Ibai Gimel Shnius, Hashem Achred, there's no difference between the first three and the last seven. Between the middle three and the last seven. El Shabelu Masriyan Vendayalin Esranios. And these we are Masriya. A word we're going to spend some time explaining soon. V'noyim was going to see you lock the stores. Holachol devreyev, everything else, zeh v'zeh, shov ner iku. V'chi teima, chinami, what do you want to tell me? Eina chanami, tona v'shayer. You want to tell me there's a tona v'shayer? V'ayim bein ketoni. And we know when there's an ayim bein, it can't be, but this ayim bein dafka. Zokti gemara, top of the fiyadaladam and olive. V'ashayer teva. Oy, teva. What's teva mean, Rabbi Yisrael? What does teva mean? I know teva is a box. What does it mean in our context here, teva? Teva means, imagine this. No, they took the teva, they took it out of the Beis Knesset and they brought it into the street. Unbelievable. To the Beis Knesset, they brought it into the street. Vashaya teva. Imishim teva lav shiurahu. Why not? Because once again, when there's a list in the Mishnah, the list has to be without any leftovers. However, it's only what the list is dealing with. And the Gemara says, Hani mili de tzino ketoni. Mili fahesio loiketoni. Take a look at Rashi, please. The last wide line and the four lines from the top. Mili de tzino masriyim basic kineses. Yadavin and shul. V'chof dalad nam basic kineses. 24 brach. Vahesio teva berechoiva shel ir. Oh, my goodness. You take the furniture on the shul, the teva, and you put it in the street. The seriousness is unbelievable. Amar Rav Ashi, back into the Gemara in the third line, Masisa Nami Deko, Diktoni, what does it say in our Mishnah? Ma Elu Yiseris Al Rishaynus. Ashreilu Mashriyim V'neilu Metzchaniyos. They blow and they close the stores. Abul Chol Divreyem Zev Zeh Shovim. Otherwise, they are equal. V'chi Yitei Ma'achi Nami Tonu V'shayer. For Ma Elu Ketoni. There's no Tonu V'shayer, but tis Ma Elu Dafka. Who? Vashaya la teva? See, right now it says a different teretz. E mishum teva lav shiuru. Why not? Tiko choshiv la beidach pirko. Because teva is discussed in the next perik, and therefore it can be left out. Zakti yomara hashad osel lochi. There's something in the next perik can be left out. Esem yabo nami lav shiuru. It's also not a shiur. Why? Diktoni lo be'idach pirko. Because we learned in the next parak, and if we have no problem, to which the Gemara finally says, my havei lo. Okay, very good. We got into a whole discussion. We got into a whole tumult. And my havei lo, Rashi says right below us, my havei lo, heichon oim lo yachet. So where does the yachet actually say it? Amar Ashul bas sas ritoi, chen amar chia bar ashi, amar rav, ben goyol lo roifei. Hitaka makes his own bracha. Ravashi Amar Meshein Rabbi Anai, Brei Rabbi Shmuel, B'Shamea Tfilo. By Shamea Tfilo, V'Hilchasa, and the halacha is B'Shamea Tfilo. Halacha is B'Shamea Tfilo. And of course, if anybody's ever Makabal Atinus, either for a yard site of a parent, Rachman Al Islan, or for any other reason, a person Makabal Atinus, as we did during Corona, or Erev Rosh Hashanah, when everybody davens their own Shemon Esrei, we don't mention it. It's not a tiny tzibur in the full impact. We say Aneinu in Shomea Tfilo, as Mark Steinberg said earlier, and we said it's all in top. Rashi says it's an all-encompassing bracha, and therefore you could add it to Shomea Tfilo. Okay, I want to say one other thing, now, Rabbi. Yes, go ahead. Chakras, I don't hear you. Yes, by Mincha also. By Mincha also.
By Mincha. Right, and we instrument to it. Is that this Gemara? I didn't see a Maskana that.
Gemara does not discuss the Shliach Tzibur. That's going to be coming up. But you are correct. The Shliach Tzibur makes his own bracha.
But is it like we split the difference? Of, I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean, are we saying that we still hold on to this opinion of the between Goel and Rofe, but we just allow the Shliach Tzibur do it, or?
No. By Yochab, we don't hold. By Yochab, we hold. It's only in Shemayat Tfilah. That's it.
Right, but we see there is this concept.
Yes. I'm telling the concept for the Shliach Tzibur, who's not davening as a Yochab, but he's davening for the Tzibur. That's going to be different. But the Gemara wasn't discussing that shaila. That's why you don't see that in the Maskana here. The only shaila was for a Yochab. What does a Yochab do? Now, Zakti Gemara like this. A very interesting piece of Gemara here. Tony Chodo, one brisa says, Ubrois umenikois, what do pregnant women and nursing women do? Zakhdi Mora, one brisa says, Misanois, they fast. But Rishonis in the first fast, they don't fast in the last fast. But Tainidach, Misanis Bachreinis, they fast in the last fast. They don't fast in the first fast. But Tainidach, Ein Misanis, Loi Rishonis, Loi Bachreinis. So you would say, and I would say, okay, there's nothing to do. It's a three-way machloikis, three different prices. The Gemara says, no, no, no. They all agree. Amar Ravashi, Nakut Emtiyasa B'yadcha, Dimitartin Kulu. Okay, here we got to look at Rashi. Rashi is opposite where the Gemara starts. Last word in the line is B'yadcha, Nakut Emtiyasa B'yadcha Kloimar. Rashi is telling us we need a big Kloimar over here. Because the Pashas is not working. What's the Kloimar? Turitz. The Mishalish Emtiyos in the middle brachas, Hayu Mas An, and they fasted. And then you'll be able to work everything out. But the rest is the cool, we can answer all the brises. Hanuch Mas Naiso, we can answer all of these brises. Hodik Tony Berishainois, Baloi Bachroinis, the first and not the last. Hanach Rishainois, Lav Rishainois Mamish. It doesn't mean literally the first three. Ninu, Ela Emtiyos, it means the middle three. Which are the Inu have a Rishonos Lachronos. They are the beginning of the end. Avo B'Shevach Reinos, but in the last seven, Loim Misanu, they taka do not fast. Why don't they fast? They're keeping the Sheva Ninu. It's seven fast days, Loim Matsu, Ubreis, and Menikos, and Mekabu. They're 2 weeks to fast seven fasts. For other Tony B'Ach Reinos, and the other Bryce that said B'Ach Reinos from Loim Rishonos, Hanach Achreinos, when it says Achreinos, Emtsiois Ninu. Again, it means the middle bracha. What does the middle bracha mean? V'rishaynais, rishaynais, mamish. And the first ones mean the first one. V'yemis anin behen. And this means the end of the first group. The end of the first group. And when it says v'yemis anin behen, like talking v'rugza kule hai, the first ones you don't fast because it's not that much anger. U'tzchay sloshin v'latana l'mikri liam tzorish rishaynais. U'liachreinais achreinais l'rishaynais. And the language in the Tana is a little bit, I don't want to say strange or different. The first ones, we call the first ones Emtios Rishonos. We call the first ones Rishonos. Achronos, the Mikri Lemtios, the Tana can use the middle ones as Rishonos, the Achronos. The Achronos or Rishonos. They can be the first and last, or the last and the first. Unbelievable. Okay. Zakti Amar now, another Shiloh. Ma Elu Yeseris of Rishonis. What is the difference between the second and the first? Asher Elu Masriyin V'Noyal Lenes Achenuyos. And until the end of the sugi now, basically, we're going to spend time on trying to figure out what does the word Masriyin mean? And what does it mean you lock up the stores? But my Masriyin, Fakti Markasha, my Masriyin, those of you who are here for the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, we spoke about the word Utruas Melech Bo. What does the word Trua mean? Does it mean to blow in a shofar? Does it mean to daven? Or does it mean a friend? But my Masriyan, Rav Yehuda bar Shofros, Rav Yehuda b'Reider Shmuel bar Shilas b'Sheder Rav Amar b'Neinu. It means aneinu. Doesn't mean a shofar, means daven. Kosol kadaito achman diyomar b'Neinu. What does it mean aneinu? Lo yomar b'Shofros. It doesn't mean Shofros. Uman diyomar b'Shofros. What does it mean Shofros? Lo yomar aneinu. It doesn't mean aneinu. Mutually exclusive machlokes. I v'atanya in poskim b'shevat taniyos al tzibur. We don't do less than seven taniyos on a tzibur. Shevahen Yud Ches Hasros, and there are 18 blowings. The similar to Yericho. What does Yericho mean? The Yericho shofros. Yericho had a shofar blown when they marched around the city. Utiyuftal by the Yom of Anenu is going to be a Tiyuftal, the one that says Anenu. Elozak Yimara, Bishayfas, the Kuliyamal, and Pligi. Everybody hold the word encompasses the translation of shofros. El Meshofas Gulabli Pligi to Kori Lehasro. He Pligi Baneinu. What do you do with that Neinu? Masaba Lasro, Masaba Le Kori Lasro. One says Kori Lasro, one says you don't call it Lasro. Lamandium Baneinu. According to Mandium Baneinu, Kolsha came Meshofros. Lamandium Meshofros, Abel Aneinu. Lo, the word Masriyan means only Shofros. It does not mean Aneinu. I bought Tanya. We learned in the Bryce of a shark called Mine Peronius and Misrag Choice. When you have other tourists that come for Klal Yisrael, oh, Rabbi Yisrael. Tourists that come for Klal Yisrael, if you're going Chichuch, a scratching problem, Chagov, a grasshopper problem, Zavuv, with Tzira, the Yitushim, little bugs that go into the nose, Rachman al Salam, Vishluch, the Choshim, with snakes, Rachrubim, and scorpions, Lohoyah Masriyan, they were not Masriyan, Ella Tsoyakin. Now we're introducing a third verb, Loya Mashriyan Elatsoyakin, and the Gemara says, and the Bach adds on, Ela tzayekin hotzaaka bepehu, and tzaaka is bepeh. Zok di Gemara umit tzaaka bepeh. And if tzaaka is bepeh, hasra is b'shoifrois. Hasra must be b'shoifrois. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya alelu masriin for the following reasons. For the following situations, we are masriin b'shabbos. Al ir. Not a problem, Rachmana Lutzan. Al ir shekifur gaius, a city that was surrounded by a caravan of attackers. Oy nahor, or a river that was about to overflow. The alsvira put rivers beyam, or a boat that's being sucked into the water. Rabbi Yisrael Amalaz Zora Avolay Latzaka. But my, what does that mean? Ilay b'shayfrois. Could it mean a shayfer? Shayfrois b'shabbos b'shari is a shayfer. Mutar on Shabbos. We'll come back to this in a moment. Elalama neinu. The kari lo hasra. Shmamino. You see, a neinu can be called hasra. Hasra is not only the blowing of a shayfer. It means the crying out. The crying out through a shayfer, or the crying out through the words of a neinu. The words of a neinu. Now, the Gemara says, Elaim a shayfer, shayfer Shabbos be shari. What do you shayfer Shabbos be shari? What's the problem here? Shabbos according to the fashis, go build a shayfer. The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, quoted by Shlomo Kluger, he wants to derive from here that you cannot utilize things which are called, for lack of a better term, school of dicker things. Only things that work up in derech hateva, so to speak. Davening works up in derech hateva. But to blow a shayfer for hatzolah, for refuah, that's not going to work. Not going to work. Okay, one could ask that a shayfer is really a type of a tefillah, but it's a type of a tefillah that's different. I think this also might be the gate of Shabbos Shuvah Drasha on Yis Daiti, where we said in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha that a goy who blows a shayfer, the shayfer doesn't work. Even though many goyim can blow a shayfer physically. So it means some type of ruchniyistika maisa that if it entails doing something which would be usher on Shabbos, we don't do it. Okay, Zok the Gemara now, Bishoni, the Yehuda, the Sia. I'm stressing now. What's that?
Yes, the Rav said not to do a segulah thing, but isn't there some halachas about a kameya with hatzah on Shabbos being mutter, or am I remembering that wrong?
No. A kameya is an amulet. Wearing it on Shabbos, if there's a situation of carrying, could be a problem. It depends what type of amulet it is, the Gemara discusses. But wearing the amulet is not a malacha. I mean, it's not an issa. You're not doing any issa. We're not going to matar itzah for an amulet. It has to be that it's mutter because it was worn already, etc. You're asking a good question, Michael. But here, blowing your shayfer is something you can't do. Zok the Gemara b'ayta b'sheini b'shani Rehuda niyaz of Rehuda nesiyah. Rehuda nesiyah was the grandson of Rehuda hanasi. Do not confuse the two people. One's an Amira, one's a Tana. B'shani Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Havi Tzar, it was a Tzar. Gozar, it was a Gzera. Top of daf, Yudalim and Beis, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know if I said it with enough koiches before. We got onto a new blot, Daf Yudalim, then we're now another Omid. Continuously learning, Rabbi Yisai, it's not Shayach what we've accomplished. Let's continue. What does it say? Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was Gozer Tlas Esrei Taniyos. 13 taniyos. And he wasn't answered. And there was a tsar. And the tsar was not gishomim. It was not rain. So what happened? Savar. Lemigzat fei. He wanted to make more tanesim. And what happened? Amalei Rabami. Haryomu imetriach. And let's see what imetriach the tzibur. Yoisemidai. We don't give big tircha for the tzibur. Amar Rabba, Breder Rabchia Barabam, Rabami. Do you have the Garmehu the oven? Over the Garmehu the oven. What an unbelievable thing. Look at Rashi, please. The Garmehu, third line from the top. Liatzmoy Dorash, Liomel Lafishu, Loya, Reitz Lasanis. She didn't want to fast so much. She said, we don't do more than 13 tanes. Elohim Rabchia Barabam, Rabbechon, Lashonu, Lishamim. I will Hashem, Mini Peronis, when it comes to all the problems. Well, just hold on 1 second, please. When it comes, one second. Amr Yechon Lashon Olig Yishamim. Amr Lashon Mini Peronius. When it comes to other time, Peronius Miss Anin, Vaholchin, Achianum, and Hashemayim. We daven as much as we need. I'll take your question in 1 second, Mark. Tanya Rabbi Shomru Sholosh, when it said three, Shomru Shev, when it said seven, Layomru Gishamim, it's only for Gishamim. Avlashamini Peronius, Miss Anin, Vahochin, Achi Anu, until you're answered. Until you're answered. Okay, the Gemara's going to come back to Rabbi right now. But remark, before you say anything, I want to mention, maybe this is what you wanted to ask, that the Rishash says it's very difficult to understand Rashi. I've written down the slide of my Gemara, very difficult to understand that Rabbi got into a personal reason because he didn't want to fast. And Baruch Hashem, years later, I found that the Rishash talking, he asked the Kashan Rashi. He asked the Kashan Rashi, what is Rashi talking about? How can it be such a pshat that the Amora didn't want to fast for his own personal reasons? He said not to fast. Mark, what did you want to know?
It's a similar thing, but it's the middle of every year, at the end of Shvat, or beginning of Adar, and there's no rain. Now, they're not going to fast anymore because they did the 13th fast.
The Gemara's going to tell, hold on. Fekti the Gemara Shiloh on the third line above where the lines get wide. Lebe Tev Yifter Rabami. Omel Harabami Tanahi. It's going to be a Machloikis Tanoyim. We don't make more than 13 fasts. Alat Zibur Lefisha Ein Matricha Lezat Zibur Yosef Midai Divri Rebbe. That 13 is it. That's what Rebbe said. Shilaim Elimin Hashem Uzeh. No, that's not the reason. Leshiyatzos Emano Shel Revio. Because once we pass the time for the normative rains to come, it got to the end of the season and it's not raining, we don't daven anymore because those rains that come down we had already before, those rains are not helpful rains. Stop. Shochule b'nei Ninveh, I don't know which Ninveh this is, but the people living in Ninveh said, L'Rebbe, not to be confused, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiyah, this is Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. They said to Rebbe, K'goyin Anand, Afilu B'tchufa Stamus, we live in a situation, a place, where even during Tammuz, being a Mitzvah, you need rain, which would be like Australia, or maybe like America. Heichi Navid, what do we do? Ki Yechidim Demina, are we like Yechidim? And if we want to say V'sein Talamot L'Avrocha, we don't say it in Birchas Hashanim, we say it in Shema Tefillah. Or you can rabbin the Minon, or like rabbin, we say it in Birchas Hashanim. So, like you mark Yechidim the Minon, Ubi Shema Tefillah, like rabbin the Minon, Birchas Hashanim, Shalachu ki Yechidim the Misu. You like Yechidim, Ubi Shema Tefillah. And you say it in Shema Tefillah. That's what Rebbe answered the B'nai Ninveh. You don't say it in Birchas Hashanim. Meisi vei, Omer of Yehuda, Amos, Abis, Vaj Hashanim, Ketiknon, Vishol, Shurin, Al Masan. When you have a normative years and Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael and everything's fine as far as the weather is concerned. Aval bizman hazeh. Aval bizman hazeh. Hakol ofi yashadam, hakol ofi yabakaymais. Hakol ofi yazman. And therefore you see that you would in fact say the same talamot l'vrochav is an abnormal situation even during Birchas Hashanim. Amalei masnisa. One second. Amalei masnisa. Romes alei de Rebbe. You're asking Akasha on Reb Yehuda Hanossi, the Tana from Abraisa? Rebbe Tanu Polig. Rebbe's a Tana that argues. Stop. My Havi Elo, just like we had earlier in the Yom Adalf, what's the final halacha? Rav Nachman Abba Bechaz Hashanim, Rav Sheishas Abba Beshameh Tfilah, Ve'ilchas Abba Beshameh Tfilah. If a Yochid or even a city has to daven for rain because they live in a different climate or a different continent, they do not say V'sein Talamot L'Avrocha in Mevarech Hashanim and Birchaz Hashanim. They say it in Shemeya Tefillah. You don't add on into Birchaz Hashanim except that which is stated explicitly in the Gemara. One more before I take Mark's question. One more point over here. Rebbe Tanu Polig is very difficult for me to understand. Tanu Polig is the statement that we use for an Amira who borders the Tkufa. Rav is Tanu Polig. Shalom about Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, he wrote the Mishnayos. Rabbi Yudah Nasi, that's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's all over the place. He's in so many Mishnayos. I don't know what it means, Rabbi Tanu Polig. Yes, what do you want to know, Mark? Okay, fine.
So, he had to do mostly about the fast and not the, the first one was answered that they wouldn't want to fast. That was they weren't going to fast, but I would still think you'd still do something at some point for the water. So all the things they do to the water besides the people watered it.
I didn't say yeah. I didn't say not to. Zok the Halakimar now Vita. B'sheini matin imchashecha b'chamishi kol ayoyim lekvoyit Shabbos. B'sheini matin imchashecha. The stores were a little bit closed. What does that mean? Iboilu. Hechi kitzoni b'beis matin imchashecha. U'behe kol ayoyim kulei. They covered a Shabbos. What does it mean? Hechi kitzoni. B'beis on Mondays matin imchashecha. You close it until darkness. You opened it a little so people would have what to eat. But on Thursdays, it was open all day because of COVID Shabbos. It was open normatively on Thursday. The door wasn't closed at all. Toshma. Toshma. The Tanya, B'sheini Matin, out of Erev. B'sheini, they were Matin until the Erev. B'chamishi, Paisen, Kol Yom Kulei, Kvain Shabbos. Opened it up completely. If you had two doors, that would be considered enough to make Monday partially open. It's the boy. You had a bench in front of the door, which made it difficult. And you can leave the door open because as long as it's difficult to get in, people know that it's not normative behavior. Not normative behavior. Let's finish now. Ovru, Elu, Vulenenu, if these people, not these people, the fastings went by, and they were not answered. You decrease the amount of business. Ubibinyan ubinatiya. And buildings and plantings. What does that mean? Tana. Bibinyan, binyan shel simcha. What's a binyan shel simcha, Rabbi Yisai? What's a binyan shel simcha? So Rashi says, as the Gemara is going to say right now, Tana, bibinyan. Bebinyan binyan shel simcha, natiya natiya shel simcha. Ezehu binyan shel simcha. Zokti gemara zaboina beis chasnus. Rashi says you built something for the chuppah. Last narrow line of Rashi. Zaboina beis chasnus. Lubinoi. Ezehu natiya shel simcha. Zanoteya avankuri shel melochim. Take a look at Rashi. Last word in the last narrow line, avankuri. First word in the first white line, Shemalachim, Shekacha Yunoyagin. This is what the meaning was. Kishinoylan ben Lamelech. When a child was born to the king, Hayunoyten Elon. They planted a tree, Lishmoi. Beyoim Shemamlichan, I say, when they anointed him, I saw like he said, he made a throne, Mimenu, from that tree. So the throne was made out of wood, maybe it was covered in silver or covered in gold, was made out of wood, and this was initially started all the way back when the child was born. Child was born. His father was the king. Okay. Shel Melochim, Rashi says, now at the end of the second line, Derech Melochim, Naitan Isai Letzel, Hu Naitai Kemoikin Letzel, He, Vinatia Shel Simcha, another pshat. There was a garden that was made, and the garden was made for relaxation, to get shade. There was no air conditioning in those days, etc., etc., etc. These halachis are also nogea, brought down the halacha to a certain level during the 9 days as well. If a person is going to be building, or he's a shiloh, doing construction, extensions, all those different things that people want to know all the time, the shiloh is, if it's a tia shel simcha, or a binyan shel simcha, that can't be done. If somebody's wall, they had a flood, rachmanah litzlan, the wall had to be taken out, the sheetrock, whatever, there was mold, etc., 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 that's not what we're talking about. Simcha is what we are talking about, and that's Taka Shiloh. Okay, everybody, so I'd like to mention one more thing now. If you could turn back, I don't know if we'd have time for it. Now we do. Turn back to your Dalet Amud Aleph, please, Rabbi Say. Your Dalet Amud Aleph. In the Gemara, Tysus, you see Tysus Debe Maskel Barav. So the Tysus Debe Maskel Barav go up three lines. The first word line is Ashi. Bechein Omer Chia Ba Ashi Omer Rav. Bengal Roifei v'Rav Ashi Oma Mishmei de Rav Yana. And Rav Ashi said the name Rav Yana. Who was Rav Ashi, Rabbi Yisrael?
I don't know the place.
Who what?
Which
Tosfos? Is it Tosfos v'Rav Yehuda? On Yudal Menalef.
Yeah. Okay.
Go opposite Tosfos into the Gemara. And go up three lines. It says, B'chein Amar Bechia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. You see it?
Yeah.
And then it says, for Rav Ashi Yom HaMishmei to Rav Yanai Breid Rav Yishmoel. I want to tell you the following. You all know, and you better know, that Ravina and Rav Ashi are the people who were Masada Shas. And they were Masada Shas in the last door of Shas, which is the fifth or the sixth door of Amoraim. There's no way in the world that Rav Ashi that Rashi had anything to do, Rashi had anything to do with Rabbi Yannai. Impossible. So how does it mean Rashi said over the name of Rabbi Yannai? He didn't see him, he didn't live at the same time as him, it's impossible. The answer is, I don't know why this happens, but this is Ha'ishgacha. There were two Ravashis. One was Ravashi HaKadmoin, and one was a regular Ravashi with Ravina Ravashi. Ravashi HaKadmoin, he saw those Amaroyim, and he could say things in the name of Rabbi Yannai or in the name of Rav. But Ravashi, together with Ravina Ravashi, those are the ones who finished Shas, they're Talmidim of Rav Papa. Rav Papa was a Talmud of Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava were a Talmud of Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba and Rav Yosef were Talmidim of Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. And Rav Huna and Rav Huna were Talmidim of Rav and Shmuel. And that way, we've just gone through, not every Amora, obviously, we've gone through the Doris of the Amoraim. And therefore, it's good to know, to stop with confusion, when you're learning with your son or grandson, and he says, how in the world can Rav Ashi say something over in the name, and you'll tell him, my tata, my Tyra grandson, my Tyra son, you'll tell him that there are two Rav Ashis. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you everybody for calling in, and Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be through with Corona, and we should all be back together. Kol Tov, Hatzlacha Rabbi, Kol Tov.
Thank you.